Do you find yourself getting more impatient? Does the microwave popcorn take too long? Is that 60-second wait for minute rice making you uncomfortable? Perhaps recognizing our need to know just how long pretty much everything takes, Arizona's motor vehicle offices started putting information online about how long you'll have to wait in line. That's also been a recent development in hospital emergency rooms. Health economist Marjorie Baldwin of the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU explains the healthcare implications.
No matter what level of insurance an individual has to cover their health care, they incur costs when they receive health care. And part of those costs are the time that they spend waiting. And so waiting time matters to people. It's well known that if you have a non-life-threatening emergency and you show up at the emergency room, you're going to be put in a queue. And there are stories about waiting hours and hours in the emergency room. If people don't have a non-life-threatening emergency, they can look to see what the waiting times are, and they can reduce those wait times by going to an emergency room that will serve them quicker, and that reduces their cost of consuming the health care.
If someone sees wait time as 27 minutes, do they need to take that with a grain of salt to some extent, since we're talking about medical care?
Yes, because obviously an emergency room is there to treat life-threatening emergencies. And if suddenly there were a horrible car accident or something else that brought a lot of people into the emergency room, and you showed up thinking you were going to wait only 5 minutes, that might change. So interestingly, these websites that I've looked at, they update those waiting times very frequently, every 10 minutes or so. And that's because it's going to change depending on what else is coming into the emergency room. And it's important here to note, if you have a real life-threatening emergency, you don't have time to look up for wait times. And it doesn't matter, because when you get to the emergency room, if you have a life-threatening condition, you're going to go to the front of the queue and be treated right away. So posting wait times is almost advertising to get people with non-life-threatening emergencies to come to the emergency room, which is kind of paradoxical.
What if you're in a situation that is nowhere close to being life or death? You could be waiting on the phone to order a wedding gift or find out why your cable is out. You still want to know how long it's going to take. W.P. Carey School Marketing Professor Mary Jo Bittner.
Businesses today understand that time is really one of the most precious assets that their customers have, and they want to create, you know, satisfied and loyal customers. So they're, you know, one reason they do it is that they're conscious of the time constraints that their customers have, and they know that efficient and effortless service is what people really want and expect. So this is one way to try to control that and give people a sense of some control over their time.
Is there a danger of a slippery slope if you raise the expectations too high for customers as far as the wait time, and they may lead to problems in the future?
Overall, promising a specific wait time is probably a little bit dangerous because depending on your industry, there's so many things that happen and that are uncontrollable for businesses that to make some overall statement about always what the waiting time will be is probably somewhat of a slippery slope. But to monitor waiting times and give people a heads up or let them call or let them know when they do call in or come in, you know, what the wait time will be, that I think is a pretty good strategy because people, what we know about waiting time is that people want to feel that they've been treated fairly. We also know that they prefer certainty to uncertainty.
ASU Marketing Professor Mary Jo Bittner explaining why sometimes waiting is not the hardest part.